This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 415 for Wednesday, June 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday, building on gains made yesterday, but with a volatile July contract trading on both sides of unchanged. That July contract is presently unchanged at $896.70 per ton. New crop November rises $10.20 at $749 per ton, and the January contract is up $8.30 at $745.50. Hot, dry weather is continuing across the prairies for the rest of the week, posing a challenge to thirsty crops across the region. Environment Canada has issued a number of heat warnings. Canola is also getting support from sharp increases in Chicago soy oil, as well as gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Manitoba reports that overall planting progress across the province is at 96% complete. The Canadian dollar has taken a step back so far on Wednesday. The loonie is at 82.90 U.S. cents, which compares to Tuesday's close of 83.06. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report on Tuesday. As of May 30th, corn planted is at 95% complete, which is 12 points ahead of the five-year average. In corn's first crop ratings of 2021, it's at 76% good to excellent. The USDA says spring wheat planting is at 97% finished for a gain of 3 points on the week. Overall crop conditions are 43% good to excellent, but with North Dakota at 31%, Idaho at 27%, and Washington only at 16%. In contrast, Minnesota wheat is at 80% good to excellent. The condition of U.S. winter wheat dips 1 point to 48% good to excellent. Soybeans planted are 84% done, up 9 points. Next week, the USDA will issue its first soybean crop ratings for the year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The July soybean contract is up 11 cents at $15.59 per bushel. July soy oil jumps 2.35 cents at 69.74 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal pulls back $2.80 at $3.95.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Wednesday morning, with the July contract losing 4 cents at $6.85 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the July contract dipping 1.5 cents at $3.83. Wheat futures are higher on Wednesday morning, with Chicago July up 4 cents at $6.97.5. Kansas City July gained 6 cents at $6.43, and Minneapolis July jumps 24 cents at $7.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.